Yebo, sibonile imphumela yophenyo olwenziwe ngeBrand, ngabantu beBrandes Foundation, kodwa ngithanda ukuthi ngihle ngingachayi inja mfihla umphini, ngihle ngithi mina okwenziwe ngabantu beBrandes Foundation kufana lokuthi isela libuye emzini wakho lifike lingene le ekamerweni lakho lithathe imali yakho libale bese libuya likutshela lona isela likutshela ukuthi wena imali yakho ingaka. Abantu beBrandes Foundation, iBrandes Foundation uCraig lowo oyikhokhelayo usebenzela uJonathan Oppenheimer, o abantu abakwazi khonokho bapho ngulalela balandile konke okuthiwoyo ngoba abantu bathanda ukutshelwa abafuna ukukuzwa. Kodwa ke mina ngizakhuluma abangafuni ukukuzwa, kodwa kuyikho kuliqiniso. Uthi uJonathan Oppenheimer ngumtaka Nick Oppenheimer. UNick Oppenheimer onguye ngumnikazi abakwaziyo oweplazi leDepshan leli lisehlangani leli elilezembuwayo ezinengi kakhulu, angafuni khona ukuthi kufike khona ukuqhube lomuntu oligxubayo phakathi khona phana wangena laphana uyadutshulwa. Cecil John Rhodes we-generation yethu. UNick Oppenheimer uyaziwa ngokuthi nguye o-controller ezombusazwe e-South Africa. Yibo labo Rupert abacontrola ezombusazwe e-Zambia. Sibonile bencedisa ukungosilose ngomongameli ukuthi okhona kathesi weChilema ukuthi anqobe kukhetho olwenziwayo, wanqoba umnumzane Edgar Lungu. Yibo futhi abalesandla esemfene ekungahlalisekini instability eyenzakalayo emazweni amaningi ase-Afrika, ngoba uNick Oppenheimer ngu-Cecil John Rhodes we-generation yethu. Ufuqhuba i-agenda yamangisi lama-American imperialism, neo-colonialism and subjugation. Asikuthembi ngoba uvele ulisela. So iBrandes Foundation yinhlanganiso yezigangi ezibangela instability emazweni aseAfrika eyokulwela inkululeko yelizwe ukuze sizikhiphe ezandleni zabacindezeli abahuquluzi izihwaba ezinjengo Nick Oppenheimer onguye ke osponsor inhlanganiso leyi eyeBrandes Foundation. Angeke savume ukuthi sitshelwe lisela ukuthi imali yethu isibaliwe ingakanani.
Lolu phenyo luyaveza njalo ukubana kulabantu abaningi kakhulu asebesithi abayethembi iZANU-PF. Uyavumelana lakho yini lokho?
Sikhuluma ke esingakuthi from an academic point of view. Uchwayisiso lolu abasitshele ukuthi isample yakhona abayi-interviewileyo, abantu abababuzileyo besenza lolu khetho ngobani, basebenzise what method, what methodology, njalo bebeyicupha ngaphi, abantu laba babengabantu akade bephendula besebenzisa platform bani, ngoba kulesi kungenzeka ukuthi kade bevele bezibuzela abantu abagcwele ku-social media, iningi labo ngabantu abagcwele emazweni asediaspora abathanda umnumzane uChamisa, bebevele bahambe nje esigodlweni sikaChamisa bayabuza abantu bakaChamisa. So obviously abantu bakaChamisa bazabatshela khonokho abafuna ukukuzwa. Kabazange sibabone bebuya kithi lapha emadorobheni kumbe besiye emakhaya besiyazoyenza lolu gcwayisiso. So abakwenzileyo asilaqiniso lesample yabo, asilaqiniso lesample size yabo, asilaqiniso lemethodology abayisebenzisayo. Sibona sokuthiwa ngumphumela osukhona, asikwazi ukuthi bebekwenza bengaphi.